warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We are starting to record. So, last time we ended with the story of Habib al-Najjar when they, you know, stomped him to death. And then he died. As soon as he died, he says, Allah said, he becomes a martyr. Allah said, go to Jannah. So the first thing he said when he go to Jannah, he says, oh, I wish my people, when he got into Jannah, he said, I wish my people can see how much forgiveness and reward I am getting. How much forgiveness and reward that I'm getting. Now, let me explain further about what is the death, okay, and what happens during the death. If you're a good guy, if you're a bad guy, if you're a hero, like Habib al-Najjar. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask, okay, so if they're like a bad guy and they go to hell, do they stay there forever, or can they like get a period of time and like once it's over, then they go to hell?
Yeah, my understanding, according from the Quran, is that there is a eternal forever, or eternal long time. So there are two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two things. خالدين فيها أبدا. أبدا. And then mentions خالدين فيها. Hello. So that's a very good question. There is خالدين فيها أبدا. And there is just خالدين فيها. Okay? There is خالدين فيها أبدا. And there's Khalidina fiha. Now, what's the difference? This is a very good question. The difference is that Khalidina fiha abada is non-end. Abada means no end. Means eternal. Without end. Eternal without end. And then here, just eternal. Got it? So we have two kinds of eternal. Eternal and eternal without end. Now, the people who commit awful sins, they are خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Means like eternal, but there will be a point where they get relieved. But this point is going to be far, far away that you will think it's forever. See? And خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, eternal. I'm sorry, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدَ means no, they are not getting out. They're just not going out. Absolutely not. Just that's it. For eternity. Eternity, super duper eternity. You know what I'm saying? All right. So back into what happens with the story of Habib al-Najjar and what happens with Habib al-Najjar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from a pair. Allah created us from what? Pair. What is this pair? Huh? Or we are a pair. We're not one. We are a pair. Every one of us comes. Sit over here. Every one of us is a pair. Pair, what do you think the pair are? Huh?
Pair or pair?
Every one of us is a pair. It's not unit. The only unit is Allah. Say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, He is Allah, the unit. Not the one, the unit. You know what's the difference between unit and one?
Yeah.
What? One means, go ahead.
Universal.
Okay, one means one of a kind. Ahad means a unit that cannot be divided. So, Wahid means one of a kind, and then Ahad means unit that can't be divided. Unit that, or and that cannot be divided. Yes, just this.
Why isn't anybody here?
I don't know.
Salih had a text too.
Really?
All right. You got that? So we have Khalidina fi. One, Wahid is one of a kind. Ahad is unit that can't be divided. A unit that can't be divided. A unit that can't be divided. Got it? No, we are not a unit. We are a pair. And this pair gets divided every day. Every day, we get divided. Every day, we get divided. How? No. Every day, we are divided. Hello. So, this is who? This is Allah. And how about we... humans. We're made of a pair. This pair is body and soul. So, this pair is body and soul.
Teacher.
Huh?
She's bothering me.
Okay, come sit here. And then next time I'm going to ask you to copy Surah Iqra. Go ahead.
Go.
Okay? So we have body and soul. Can you give me an example of the body and soul? Like a car. If I ask you to use the example of a car. What would be the body and soul in a car?
Would the body?
That's good, but you're close.
Would the body be its metallic parts, and then the electricity of the car, the electric car, for example? The soul would be the electricity?
Well, let me make it better and more easier to understand. The body is the car, the soul is the driver.
Oh.
So, the body is the car, and the soul is the driver. Which one has more value? The car or the driver? The driver. No one ever will say the car is more important than the driver. The driver is more important than the car. So, now let me ask you a question. When you feel pain, do you say, I ache or my body aches?
Say
my body aches. Okay, how come you're saying my body? You're recognizing that there's a body and something else. Got it? Now, if your soul wants to move from point A to point B, from point A to point B, then your soul is going to command, your body, say it's, okay, I want to move from here to here. My only way is through my brain. I connect with my soul through my brain. Yes. So I command my brain. I don't feel that, but because it comes naturally. Because it comes what? Naturally. So you're commanding your brain to what?
To move.
Okay, forward, backward, right, left. You're commanding your brain to what? Move. Got it?
Also, the soul commands the brain, and then the brain commands the body.
Oh, the brain, yes, commands the body. And then
the soul commands the brain.
The soul commands the brain, yes. And then the body gives a feedback to the soul. The body gives a feedback to the soul. Like what? When you have a pain. This pain in your body, right? You say, my body aches. You say, my body what? My
body aches.
My body aches. So that's the feedback from the body to the soul. So the soul will say, command your mouth, say, ouch! Ouch! I... Notes. Okay? Alright, so now we agree we made of a pain. Okay? And when somebody says, like for example, Christians say that Allah is one, but they don't say Allah is unit.
Yeah, because they separate him into three parts. That's called the Holy Trinity.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
The Son, and then
the Father.
The Father.
Yes. In the Christian faith, just to make the difference, just to show you the difference, not to be mean or something like that.
No, but it's the truth. It's literally called the Holy Trinity, and that's
yeah,
three parts.
I understand.
That's
so, unit is not in Christian faith. Christian faith is... In Islam, we say Allah is indivisible. Christian faith, they divide Allah into three. They say there is only one God. There is only one what? God. And we're dividing it into three. Can you pay attention here? You'll learn something nice. I promise you. Okay. So this part is God. This part is human. This part is
animals.
An angel. This is how they divide God.
I thought it was animals.
Huh? What? The God is the heavenly God, they call him. The angel is the Holy Ghost. And the body, the human, is Jesus, the man. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So this is Jesus.
In case you don't know, they call...
Jesus, which is human, angel, which is Holy Ghost, Holy double L or single? What is Harry?
One L.
One L.
If there was
your
Holy.
Go ahead, go ahead.
No.
Yeah, go do it. Who can take the attendance here?
Me. I'll take
attendance
too.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll
can you take the attendance? Because my TA, my TA is not here. I'll give you the grade book and you take the attendance. Okay.
Okay.
So now you understand what I'm talking about here. The good is. Are you the daughter of Sheikh Sami Hilali?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So they divide God into three pieces. Please, please, pay attention. Pay attention. They divide God into how many pieces?
Three.
Three pieces. What are they? Heavenly God. They call him the Father. Heavenly Father. And then the angel. And then the human. So this way they aggregated all three into one unit.
Okay.
So in Islam we say God is indivisible. Ahad. Ahad. Now you understand what's the difference between wahid and ahad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me take a quiz here. Wahid is what? And ahad?
Something that cannot be divided.
Unit. That can't be divided. Good. Good job. So, what happened to us? Are we this way? No. We give an example of a car. The car is the body. And the driver is the soul. The body is very cheap. The body is very cheap. And the soul is what Allah... The soul is eternal. The soul is what? Eternal. Meaning that you as a soul will be going to grave, and you as a soul were going to be resurrected in the Day of Judgment and given a new body. And you as a soul, you know what I'm saying? So when I say you, it's your soul. When I say your body, it's your body. Got it? And the evidence, you guys have been doing that without realizing, is that we said, my body aches. Did we get this part right? So should we move on? Any questions about this part? So how many? Are we a unit or a pair? No, we're a pair. What is the meaning of wahid?
One kind.
Ahad?
That can't be divided.
Perfect. Good. Now, which one is more valuable? The body or the soul?
Soul.
What happens when the body is done with? Like you use the body and you're done with your body.
The soul
leaves the body.
The soul leaves the body and the body goes to the junkyard. Huh? Yeah, great. Okay.
Both take a while to decompose for 1,000 years.
No, they dash right away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They do because there's still many fossils going back into the dinosaur.
Yeah. The body? Oh, yeah. Sorry, you mean preservation of the body, yes. Okay. So, back to the topic here. We're created from body and soul. The soul is the most important. Now, death is separation between body and soul.
So can you just buy a new one?
Death is equal to separation. Separation, P-H?
S-E-P-E-R-A-T-I-O-N.
That's right. It's separation between body and soul. By the way, Allah wants you to have a taste of that. So every day you die and wake up again.
Oh, when you go to sleep.
When you go to sleep, exactly.
Do you know they use 100?
So there's sleep, temporary sleep.
That's why in the morning when we wake up, we should say alhamdulillah, be thankful that we're still alive because
it's too long.
Yeah, English is very hard.
I'm just using another native to speak. Sleep and death. This separation is a sleep and death. This separation is... How about the temporary separation, which is sleep? That's like small death. Like, you feel it. Like, your body and your... Your body is separating from your soul.
Yeah, because every time I fall asleep, I don't remember falling asleep. I just remember that there's up to a certain moment and everything blacks out. Sometime early in the day, I remember being there.
Right.
So where does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put our soul then? Does he like keep a hold of it in Jannah, or where does he put our soul?
Your soul?
When he detaches.
Depends. Or sometimes it's... Can I answer this question first?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. So there is a death, which is a small sleep, I'm sorry, small death is sleep. Now, let me ask you a question about your nightmares.
Oh, I have no nightmares.
Okay, let's say I look at you while you're sleeping, and I saw you sleeping on a very nice bed, but that's what I see with my eyes. But you're having a nightmare. So what happens here? What happens here? Your body is away. The pain is not on your body in a nightmare. The boy, the pain on your soul. Exactly. So in a nightmare. This nightmare is sort of the, like, sort of a taste of the punishment that you get in the grave. The punishment you get in the grave is a very awful, I mean, it depends on the, if it's a punishment, then it's a very awful nightmare that you don't wake up from. But many times it happened to me that I have an awful, awful dream. And then when I wake up, I feel very thankful to Allah that I woke up from this terrible dream. Okay? Now, here's the catch now. Okay? And when I die and I get these punishments, like sort of nightmares, you can't wake up from. You're stuck with them. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? So, what we were talking about. I want you to be here.
Yes.
And you need to be looking at me. Don't look behind you. Huh? So you got it? You understand that? So Allah gave us this death as a flavor. And then Allah, by the way, says in the Quran, there is this dua that you said, which is an excellent example.
Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for still being alive in the morning.
Alhamdulillah, that Allah woke us up from death. This is the literal meaning.
Because when you're sleeping, you're like half
dead. Yes, like almost. Like, but the only thing is that, like Allah said in Surah Az-Zumar, this is in Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, I send back the souls that still have, I want you to look in front of you.
I am.
And you do not talk. Am I clear?
I'm sorry, what sort of
thing? Zumar.
Zumar.
Yeah. When there's a Quran here, I can tell you the ayah number. Don't look. Look in front of you. Turn your body 90 degrees.
Yeah.
So, do you clearly understand that? When you wake up from sleep, there's a dua that says, thanks, gratitude be to Allah, the one who woke me up from my death. The one who woke me up from death, and to him is the eternal. Don't look behind me. And to him is the eternal. Next time I'm going to ask you to go to the office.
Okay.
And to him is the eternal return. Okay. So now, you can also think of the body and the soul as the gift and the box. The gift and the box. Now, what is it more important, the gift or the box? There are people who are so mean, very irritating people. You know, they have beautiful bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, very mean, dirty, really awful.
Chris Brown, for example, he's a very famous singer. He's an awesome voice, but he's really mean. I mean, like, he's...
I didn't know that.
Loved.
Yeah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us.
I heard about on the news. My dad was
You know, there are Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us from an important issue. He says that I may beware of the green that is wrapping dirty things. which means that a very, very beautiful woman, but selfish, arrogant, silly, irritating, awful,
annoying,
the center of the universe, annoying, okay? So that's called the, Allah made the box hide the gift. Allah made the box hide the gift. Okay.
So,
but in the day of judgment, there will the gift and
there
the box.
There will be no box, just the gift.
Well, there will be see-through box. You know, so your body, if you're nasty, your body is going to be nasty in the day of judgment. There, in the day of judgment, is the day where no cover. It's called the day of no cover. The day of absolutely no cover. Your body is going to look exactly like your heart or your soul. So far we learned it, that we are make of pair, body and soul, and during the time of sleep, they detach. Now, if I want to give pain to the body, if I want to give pain to the body, can you let him go? Here. Okay, here. Because this guy's a troublemaker. If I want to give pain to the body, what do I do? I'm sorry, pain to the soul. What do? I punish the body. So when I punish the body, can I punish the soul? No. How the soul is being punished in this life? Through nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But other than nightmares, can I punish the soul? No. And the nightmares is not in your hand. The nightmares is in the hand of Allah. You get the good nightmare, or you get the bad nightmare, or you get this dear, beautiful, sweet sleep that you hate to wake up from. There are these nice sleeping where you like don't want to wake up from because they are so sweet and so nice. Got it? All right. So, and if I want to punish your soul, I have to go through your body. I can't touch the soul. Nobody can touch the soul. But I can go through your body. When I punish you, the feedback from the body to the soul through the brain is going to be pain, right? The nerves will feed back. The nerves will feed back to the brain. And then you say, ouch! Okay. What if I want to do a surgery on you, but without pain, what do I do?
Is it anesthetic?
Yes. Anesthetic, yes. Anesthetics numbs the body. So basically what happens is that you feel nothing. Yeah. But why? Because the body, it's a death. It's a small death. Okay. Now, so in this life, if I want to punish someone, I punish this person through his or her body. In the grave, Allah will punish the person through
his soul.
Got it? Mm-hmm. In the hellfire, both soul and body are punished together. So, not your soul is feeling the pain of your body only. No, your soul is feeling the body of pain and the additional pain that is applied, punishment is applied on the soul. On the soul. Got that? All right. Now, Allah says in Surah Taha that He is going to resurrect, raise from death, the criminals they will raise from death with a blue body, blue-looking, ugly body. In Surah Taha. In the day of judgment, Allah is going to put back together the body and the soul. So now this leads us to important issue. This issue is, how do you care for the body? How much you care for the body and how much you care for the soul? You said that the body is more important. I'm sorry, the soul is more important. So when it comes to the body, we really take good care of the body. You have, you wash yourself.
You eat good food.
That's a good point. Look in front of you. So, you feed the, you feed the body and take care of the body. In the cultures that we came from and in the culture we live in, the body is taking 100% taken care of. Is washing, is washed, brushed, your teeth are brushed, you're using the best nice perfumes, you put nice clothes, you take very good take, and you do diet to reduce the weight of your body. You take care of your body really well. But here's the catch. You are taking care of the one that is not going to be the lasting. The body, I have seen Elizabeth Taylor before she died.
Malala.
And I seen her pictures when she was Miss Universe. She was Miss Universe in the...
She died?
Yeah, she died like within the last 2 years. When she was dying, she looked so awful. I mean, before she dies, she aged so much that she looked awful before death. And then she died.
She was fainting.
So, the minute this happens, you say, praise be to Allah, the one who changes everything, and he himself does not change. Allah created the time. And the time is the most powerful thing because it ages everybody. Anything, the time will destroy. Anything you can think of, the time will age it and destroy it. But Allah is outside of the range of time. So this range of time is from A to B. Okay? Allah is outside of this range. So Allah doesn't literally have day and night. Or, yes?
So if you go to heaven, then like what age are you?
33. Or a child. Either or, depends.
She's 33.
Right now you're held accountable. So you go to either hell or Jannah. The young kids they go into Jannah.
But if you die in a young age, what happens?
Like, go to Jannah. As a child.
And if you you're
27 or on
before you're
10. What if you're a baby?
That's a good deed, but it doesn't come by itself. It's a combination. You finish the Quran, that's a positive thing. So it goes positives and negatives. So Allah has what? What does Allah have? Well, Allah has a scale. Scale like this. Your good deeds go on one side, your bad deeds go to the other side. So okay, you finish the Quran before the age of 10, you get something really good that will raise, you know, the side of good deeds. But if you do something awful, it just wipes everything. So the people would take the angels of punishment or the angels of mercy would come based on the scale. If your scale is this, you get the angels of mercy. If your scale is this, you get the angels of punishment. Inshallah, hopefully. So now we come here and say, okay, what kind of care do you have for the soul? How do you care for your soul? There are spiritual vitamins. Go ahead.
You keep a strong connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like
yes.
Praying, fasting, trying to do as much as you can to stay on the straight path.
Exactly. You force your body or you move your body towards the good deeds. This is how your soul benefits. So you have a chance, this life, you have a control of your body and you have freedom to control your body the way you want. And then you get accounted by Allah for whatever deeds your body. In the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the Quran that would be fight between the body and soul. The body will blame the soul, and the soul will blame the body. The soul will blame the body because Allah will make the soul talk. I'm sorry, Allah will make the body talk. Yes, Allah will make the body talk. Those people who come in the day of judgment and say, deny their deeds. deny the book of deeds. So the book of deeds is full of evil deeds. And they say, Ya Allah, we didn't do anything wrong. Okay? So Allah says, I have witnesses against you. You know, Allah is fair. Allah is never the judge and the witness at the same time. You got it?
Yeah.
You understand that? Allah does not put himself in the situation where he's the judge and the witness. So Allah is the judge. So this guy comes and says, okay, I didn't do anything wrong. So Allah says, okay, I have witnesses. He says, I bring my bring the witnesses. So Allah brings the earth. It testifies. Bring the angels. It testifies. Bring the book of deeds and they testify. So that guy says, okay, those are your creation. They are biased. Tells to Allah, those are your creation. They are what? Biased. He's just trying to get away from hell. Get away from the punishment. So Allah says, okay, what witness would you accept?
I have a question. Uh-huh. Does he know what you're thinking?
Allah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So Allah says, what witnesses do you accept? He says, I don't accept any witness except myself. I, myself. So Allah says, okay, I'll accept this witness and make this witness testify. And then Allah commands their mouth to seal. So the mouth, the lips close like that, and the guy can't talk. And then Allah commands the arms to talk. The arms talk and say, I did this and this, I stole this money, I had this person. Then Allah commands the legs to talk. The leg testify. Allah commands, and Allah said that in the Quran, by the way, that he seals their lips and make their body parts testify against them. After that, Allah frees the lips again and sends the guy to hellfire. Okay?
I have a question. So if you're Muslim and you go to hellfire, what happens?
Well, it's because it depends on how you act. Even if you're a Muslim, that doesn't mean you're completely holy and you're going to instantly go to Jannah. You have to live out your life doing what you can, because it said that non-believers and sinful Muslims will go to hellfire.
Yeah, Islam is a verb. Islam is not a noun. Do you understand this word?
Just
tell me, what do you understand from this word? Islam is a verb. Islam is not a noun. What do you understand of this verb? This word. Islam is a verb. It's not a noun. Exactly. It's what you do. It's not like you're a Muslim by name. You have to be a Muslim by verb. Like a verb, not a name. Okay. What is wrong
with you? He's flicking it right here. He's like with a rubber band.
Raise your left hand.
He was just like trying to flick me. No, he had a rubber band and he was like trying to flick my leg.
You have been causing trouble.
No, okay, it was like this.
No,
write your name and the name of your father.
No, he was throwing the rubber band at me.
All three of you.
What?
I didn't know. Oh, they're me!
They look like being judged in the day of judgment. By the way, bad guys blame. Like the king will come, and the king will say, I didn't do anything wrong. The soldiers did it. So the soldiers said, Ya Allah, we were followers, and he was the king. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angels to take both to hell. In hell, they keep cursing on each other. The bad soldiers are going to keep cursing on the king. And the king tells them, shut up, we're all in hell. It's just like, shut up. You know, you're not. You know, that's it. We're both in hell. There's no point, basically.
Oh, okay. I have a question. So, if you're in hell, can you get out of hell? It
depends on the depends. The mercy of Allah is so wide. So, he decides about how long you stay.
You were really bad and you were dead. Like, you were.
Right. So, again, what you see from the outside in the physical world is not what's inside. You can see a very rich person from outside is living a luxury life. But if you go inside this person, you see that he is so depressed, so much pain, yes.
What if you're not Muslim?
Allah knows. So, So you understand that? So I can put you in a surgery and cut your body into pieces. You won't feel anything because the body is, nerve system is, there's no feedback to the brain. Okay? In the day of judgment and the grave, your soul only is punished. In the day of judgment, both of them are punished or rewarded. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the body and the soul blaming each other. So the body testified, like I just mentioned, the body will testify against the soul. When Allah seals the mouth and asks the body to testify, then the body testifies against what? The soul. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Then the soul blames the body. The soul says, you got us in trouble. How could you? And the day of judgment, you will be able to see as a body and soul. Like, you will be clear. So you say, it's like you're saying to yourself today, you say, oh my God, how will you get us in this trouble? Yes?
Because that's wrong, because like the soul is the one that controls the body. It doesn't make sense if the soul is blaming the body for what you're doing.
Yes. The body and the brain are two different things. I'm sorry, the body and the soul are two different things. Right now, if you have the pain, you say, my body aches. Why are you saying my body aches? Why don't you say I ache? Because it's your body.
Yeah.
Your body aches. You have depression, then your soul aches. So now when the body testifies against the soul, what happens? The body says, you are stupid. You got us all in hell. So the soul, we are both in hell, you and me, because of your stupidity. Who told you to testify against me? So now the people who talk to themselves now, okay, in the day of judgment, you will be talking to your body, just like you're talking to yourself now. So the soul is going to reply and say, it's not my fault. You are the one who controlled me. I'm sorry. The soul will tell to the body, you stupid thing. How could you testify against me, against us? We're both in hell now. The body says, it's your fault because you didn't shy away from disobeying Allah. You did not shy away from it. You had no problem. You had no feeling of shame when Allah was watching you and you did these evil deeds. Anyway, shut up, we're all in hell. At the very, very end, after they blame each other, the end is just shut up, we're in hell. And then, after that, you don't hear, like after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals the doors of hell, the people in hell, you don't hear them talking at all. They hear them breathing. Like that. Like somebody's breathing under pain. And that's it. Until eternity. They are stuck there until eternity. Whether it's an ending eternity or it's eternal without end or eternal with an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Okay? You got that concept very well? That leads us to an important subject that inshallah we'll start today and then get into it the next time. Now you can see, before we go there, you can see how Allah will reward the martyrs, the shuhada. Allah will take the shaheed soul from his body right away into a body of a bird soul. I'm sorry, of a green bird. Flies in Jannah. Until the day of judgment comes, and this person is welcomed to Jannah as a body and soul. You got it? So that's what happened to Habib al-Najjar. This is what happened to him. Now, this leads us to think also, how much care we give to the body, how much care we give to the soul. Unfortunately, the cultures we live in, all cultures mostly, they give too much care to the body and, they don't care much about the soul. In order to care for the soul, you have to feed the soul, you have to treat the soul, you have to give vitamins to the soul, just like you do with your body. So next time we're going to talk and say, how can I feed vitamins to the soul? How can I feed healthy food to the soul? How can I do that? Okay? Because this culture, And most cultures only talks about the body and physical existence. You know, sometimes somebody's having punishment in the grave during death. And you're looking at this person, you're seeing nothing. Usually in the tomb, right? They have a nice person wearing a suit and a tie and surrounded by flowers, right?
Yeah.
So that's what you see. So somebody told me, hey, this guy's having fun. Okay, how come you say that he's being punished in the grave? I tell him, okay, what you see is not what he feels. Just like a nightmare.
Like
a nightmare. Why go far? Like a nightmare. What you see in front of you, in the nightmare, you see somebody who's enjoying the sleep. That's what you think, but he's feeling different. I remember when I did the surgery on my back, I was yelling and screaming out of the pain. It was a back desk. I was yelling and screaming out of pain. And then they came to me and they gave me a drug.
Wait, this drug
did not stop the medicine. A pain-killing drug. This pain-killing drug did not stop the pain. The pain was exactly the same. But it made me not feel sad about the pain. So it's like, I still have the pain, but I'm happy. You know? So the pain is the same, but I am happy with the pain. I have no problem with the pain. Why? Because they give me some kind of a drug that kills the pain. You got it? So what you see is not what you feel. What you see is not what you get. In the Day of Judgment, Miss Universe, if she was an ugly person in this life, nasty, she's going to get an awful body in the Day of Judgment. Got it? Okay, inshallah. Next time we'll talk about how do we feed, how do we give the spiritual things, and how to keep the balance and all of these. Don't forget, next time, quiz from Ayah 1 to Ayah 12.
Body and the soul, is that what the horrible global nightmares are? Where the body seems to feel the nightmare?
Yeah, you feel the nightmare in your body through the soul.
Uh-huh.
Because your nightmare goes through the soul, not on the body. If I want to punish you, I can only punish your body.
Okay.
But to punish the soul, that's a nightmare and it's in the hands of Allah.
Okay.
And you wake up feeling tired, just like because of feeling. It's not that your body is really aching. It's just that you really hurt, you feel tired. But it's not tired because you can have a very good sleep and you wake up from a nightmare.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Alaikum
salam
wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
Inshallah.
Next class. Yay.
Next class, Sunday.
I don't want to walk so far.
Brother Ali, stop by. The office.
Oh, okay.
Come have a tea.
Okay.
Can I come?
Huh?
I love tea.
Okay.
The only reason I was talking a lot because our hope he had a rubber band. He was trying to hurt my back.
Why didn't you tell me?
I was trying, but he was like, you're gonna snitch and stuff.
No, no. Don't listen to him. Just tell me and I'll make him miserable.
Yeah, I was trying to just protect my back and then I got in trouble. Yeah. That's all I had.
Don't forget your stuff.